They keep asking the same questions. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, and the White House keeps punting.
I am going to refer you to the White House counsel.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre also referring questions to the Justice Department as a classified documents probe continues after recent discoveries at one of the president's Delaware homes and an office he used in D.C. The White House declining to say whether intelligence agencies are assessing any potential national security risk. The president heads to California tomorrow after declaring a disaster over widespread damage from a recent string of deadly storms. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin asking state lawmakers to take action as high schools remain under investigation for not telling students about merit awards until after a key college scholarship deadline had passed.
I'm sending legislation to our General Assembly today to make it mandatory that schools notify parents and students of awards, recognitions, and scholarship opportunities as soon as they know.
The state's attorney general has blamed a push for equity for the notification failures, which school officials have denied. A university in Texas becomes the latest to take aim at TikTok.
The University of Texas at Austin blocks TikTok on its Wi-Fi and wired networks, telling students in an email it is complying with a directive from Governor Greg Abbott banning the app, which is owned by Chinese tech firm ByteDance, on government-issued devices.
I think it's dumb because you can just like turn off your Wi-Fi and connect to your own cellular data. So you're going to have access to TikTok regardless of this ban.
Student Amy Salmerin tells Austin's Fox 7 News people aren't going to stop using the app while others support the ban.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. The company has denied sharing user data with the Chinese government, but is facing a growing number of restrictions across the U.S. as the federal government continues a review. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
After a deadly helicopter crash in Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. mourns with Ukraine.
And recommitting to the efforts that we're making to help Ukraine defend itself against this aggression.
The cause of the crash in foggy conditions remains under investigation. It killed more than a dozen people, including the country's interior minister and a child on the ground, as a kindergarten was damaged. A new report confirms it wasn't a blockbuster holiday season for retailers.
After sales surged a year ago, the 2022 holiday season slowed more than expected as higher borrowing costs and hot inflation made shoppers cut back on their spending. Holiday sales for the combined November and December period rose 5.3% to over $936 billion, according to the National Retail Federation. That was a slower pace than the 13.5% increase a year earlier and the worst performance since 2019.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Those numbers exclude car dealers, gas stations, and restaurants. Inflation at the wholesale level reaching its lowest level in nearly 2 years. But a key Fed policymaker suggests the central bank still needs more rate hikes for now to fight inflation. That rattled the markets, along with 10,000 layoffs at Microsoft, the Dow dropping 613 points, the S&P and the NASDAQ also sinking more than 1%. A new class for the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Sade, Snoop Dogg, Gloria Estefan, new Jack Swing pioneer Teddy Riley, Electric Light Orchestra founder Jeff Lynne.
It's like rain.
Alanis Morissette's longtime collaborator Glenn Ballard, who co-wrote and produced Morissette's groundbreaking Jagged Little Pill, and Taylor Swift collaborator Liz Rose, who has co-written dozens of songs with Swift, including All Too Well, as well as songs for Little Big Town and Bonnie Raitt.
Fox's Michelle Pollino. The induction ceremony set for June 15th in New York. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.